excitement, and living in the now. Ho, ho, ho! This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination, excitement in living in the now. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Wouldn't we just love to have living in the now be our excitement? How wonderful it is to live in the now. Yes, we can do anything we want in our life, in our world, in our activities, and they're wonderful. And we sometimes remember them, and sometimes we don't. But when we live in the now, when we live in the moment, when we live in the instant, when we live in the activity that is right here and right now, then everything seems to have an excitement about it, a joy about it, a thrill about it. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, we're thinking of going on a journey. We're going to go to the fair. We're going to go to Disneyland. We're going to go and see all of the exciting things that are going on there. Well, here we are, adults. Well, we want to take children along because through the children, vicariously, we can do all the exciting things that they do. They love the roller coaster. They sing and they shout and they holler and they love it. And we have lost that a lot of times. But the excitement in living in the now is when you are doing it with somebody who really finds it exciting. Now, to vicariously enjoy the excitement of life, the adventures of life, the things that are going on around us in the world, to outstandingly enjoy these things and just sort of enter into that world, it's kind of fun. But if you must always vicariously get into the exciting activities of life through how someone else views it, then oh, what wonders and what thrills and what joys you're missing. I like to get right down in the mud and play. Whenever I'm with children, I like to get right down in the mud and play with them and do the things they like to do. They like to build sandcastles. They like to build things in the ocean. They like to do all sorts of things. And they do it because they're living in the excitement of the now. They are not thinking, what would they be doing if they were home? They're not thinking of somewhere else that they'd like to go. They take their attention and put it 100% on what they're doing. They take their attention and put it 100% on the thoughts that they're thinking and the activity that they're involved in. And they're building their moats and they're building their castle and they're building their streets and they're building their world. And they're just having the time of their life. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be logical, reasonable in any way. It's just they're mentally doing these things and physically participating in them to a certain degree. And whatever they physically participate in, mentally they are visualizing it as being as exciting and wonderful as anything could ever really be. And so it is for them. Now you say, oh my, would that we had the excitement that children have in life. Well, you do. I do. When we look at a person who is sculpting, my sister-in-law sent me an email, and it was an email of a man who was taking logs, and he was taking a chainsaw, and with the chainsaw, he was carving out of the logs, in the logs, animals. He was carving bears and lions and tigers, and he was carving people, and he was carving birds and things of every description. Many, many, many things. I was amazed at how many pictures were in that inclusion. And then it saw you saw it carved, being carved, and he was just having his earphones on or his ear cover on to keep the noise out of his ears. But he was watching and carving, and he was just doing it like a beautiful sculptor acting on his sculpture, which is what he was doing. And so then the pictures went on. And then you saw another series of maybe 50, 60 of these creatures that he had painted, that he had brought to life even more so by putting color in their wings and putting color in their fur and putting color in their being. And how glorious that was. What an excitement this man must have as he's letting loose that imagination within himself by sculpting these things out of wood, out of old logs that are just laying there. Oh, he perhaps has chosen these logs with a little care, but they're just logs. They're just pieces of tree that have grown up and never having dreamed that that tree would be one day this beautiful bit of sculpture. What amazing thing. How exciting for this man as he did it. How exciting for me as I saw it. And how exciting for Audrey as she sent it to me and said, "Here, I know you'd love this." She's always sending something beautiful through the email that she finds and is given from friends of hers, and she shares them. How wonderful it is. She wanted to touch my heart with the excitement she had for seeing it, and how wonderful. Oh, isn't that great? Wow. Can you feel that excitement oozing up? And here she is, a mature woman, grandchildren, perhaps even great-grandchildren. She's just doing fine. She's an amazing lady. Amazing lady. But her excitement in living in the now, she wanted to make contagious. She wanted to share with all the world and share with every one of her beloved friends and her beloved relatives and her beloved life. And every time she shared it, her excitement regenerated itself, re-empowered itself, and just scurried across the landscape from her home in Harrisonburg, Virginia, to mine in Campo, California. Zip, zip. How wonderful. How amazing. Excitement in living in the now is something that we all can do, and we all do, but we don't do it enough. We don't do it enough. I would recommend living in the excitement of the now every moment of my life. Every moment of my life, I am so happy. Every moment of my life, I am so excited about what's taking place. Every moment of my life, oh, I think in the past a little bit, but I live it in the present. I think of, as we talked about peanut butter, I think about peanut butter being something that I grew up with and I loved and I still love. And my pets love it. And my friends love it because I love it. I have excitement in the peanut butter. I have excitement in the sculpturing that Audrey sent. I have excitement in all the things that are happening. I was giving a talk this morning on peanut butter, and then after I was done, I got up and I said, and Rex was lying on the couch here, and I said, "Rex, I love you." And he looked at me and thumped his tail on the couch and said, "I love you too." And I said, "How about some breakfast? It's time for your breakfast, 6 o'clock in the morning. Would you like that?" He thumped his tail. He says, "Dad, whatever you do for me, I love it. Oh, I love to live in the moment." And so I went over and prepared his breakfast. And as I prepared his breakfast, he lay on the couch, thumping his tail. And the moment he realized that there was something available, he was at my side. He had his little treat, which was the first thing of his breakfast. And then I had some cut apples. I took an apple and cored it and put it down for him. And he loves his morning apple. And after that, I had his food, special food from the package designed to make a healthy dog. And then I added all the vitamins that he likes and all of the special little things that are good for him. And he ate it with gusto, with enthusiasm. But he waited on me. His excitement didn't make him be discourteous. His excitement allowed him to wait. And then after I put his food down, I took my hand and I rubbed his chest and I said, "Rex, you are so wonderful. You are so exciting. You are so beautiful." And he looked up at me and he said, I know, I feel that way too. I feel that way too. And after I was done rubbing his chest, he looked once more. And then he said, okay, I'm going to have my breakfast now. And he put his head down and began to eat from his bowl. And he ate with such gusto and such enthusiasm, such joy. It excited me and made me feel so wonderful for him because he created me preparing it for him. The excitement in living in the now is so exciting, so fantastic that it just makes you tickle inside and just tickle outside. And it just brings tears to your eyes, tears of happiness, tears of joy, tears of all good. Living in the now is an art. We can all trouble ourselves with the past. We can all trouble ourselves with the future. And we can say, oh dear, what's going to happen? Oh dear, look what happened. Oh, what a life. Oh, and moan, moan, moan. And we do that. We do that. Or we can look at the now and say, because of my past, because of who I am, I'm living in this joyous, happy now. I can live in the now and see all the good in the now and see all the happiness in the now and see all the positive things in the now if I choose. Or I can live in the past and see all the things as they're revealing themselves and coming along, and maybe some were utterly fantastic too. But to look in the now and see how everything in my life has come to where I am right now. Everything has come to this magnificent, exciting moment in my allness, the now that I am in right now. I don't look to the future. I don't look to the past. I may have memories of the past, and I may have dreams of the future, but I place them all in the attitude of now. I place them all in the attitude of living in this absolutely wonderful expression of wholeness, of goodness, of nowness, and I feel absolutely wonderful. I need nothing because I live in the excitement of the now. I want nothing because I live in the excitement of the now. I am everything because I live in the excitement of the now. It's my choice. I can live a dumb life of wishful thinking and unfulfilled dreams and unhappy past, but I let that go. You see, that's part of the art. The art of living in now, the art of living in the now is letting go of the future, letting go of the past, letting go of the present, and living in this instant and saying, oh, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so wonderful. Oh, everything is so wonderful. Everything is so good. I will not accept any comment from anybody that tells me this is not the most wonderful world in the world. Oh, my, not the most wonderful moment in the world. Because it's my moment. It's my choice. It's who I am. Oh, yes. There will be people who will bring up the past and they'll say, hey, don't you remember when? No, I don't. And I don't give one hoot and holler in hell about the past. I don't give one hoot and holler about the future. I only care about now. And it's done unto me according to my attention to whatever it is that I'm giving my attention to. And I'm giving my attention to a wonderful house that I live in. I'm giving my attention to the wonderful world that I have around me. I'm giving my attention to the magnificent environment that is all around me. I'm giving my attention to the wonderful people I create this minute right now around me. I give my attention to my wonderful body that I have created me to live in right now. Right now, how healthy and strong and perfect it is. I give my attention to the wonderful breakfast that will be standing before me in just a few minutes, or an hour and a half now, and how wonderful that'll be. Yes, I'll have my toast and my eggs. I'll have my special cereals. I'll have everything beautiful and good. And I'll be sharing it with my special friend, Rex. And Rex looks at me and says, yes, I love it, I love it, I love it. And I look at it and I say, yes, I love it, I love it, I love it. I have that same excitement that Rex has. Not the same, but an excitement equal to that, certainly, or more, which says, all is good, all is fantastic, all is marvelous, all is beautiful, all is super duper duper. Yes. The excitement of the moment. The excitement of the now. The now transcends even the moment. The now transcends yesterday and tomorrow. The now transcends all. Because in all of beingness, in all of life, I cannot live tomorrow. I cannot live yesterday. I cannot live one moment ago or one moment to come. I can only live in this present moment, this ideal now that is so special, so fantastic. It just tickles my bones. I might be going to some tremendous adventure in just a few moments. I might be getting ready to go on the roller coaster ride of my life, and it'll just shake me to pieces. And how wonderful. But I'm not doing it at the moment. Now, if I'm in the middle of that roller coaster ride, if I am at the Disneyland and I'm in the roller coaster rides at Disneyland, and I am soaring up in the sky and flashing down to earth again on this ride that's designed to just make you come alive and make you be so excited. Oh! That you just have no words for it, and you scream and you holler like the children do, letting go and saying, wow, wow, wow. And what does that mean? That means two things. One, it means you trust what you're doing will only bring you more happiness. And you know that this tremendous excitement can only be experienced right now, right in the now. Because you know in a few minutes you're going to get off the ride. You know a few minutes before you got on the ride, you had to scrounge through your pocket to find the ticket, and you had to get the money to pay for the ticket to take the ride. And you found it. And then your buddy found the ticket. And the two of you were on the ride. How exciting, two of you. Wow, whoops. And then you hold each other's hand, or you pound each other. And you say, good, 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 good. And the excitement is so contagious that it just makes you feel so magnificent. And when the ride is over, and you're in another now experience, and you remember the ride, and you remember how great it is. You don't remember the ride as how great it was. You are living it again. You are living it even though physically you are not there. Mentally you are there. And mentally being there makes you physically there too, because all the glands, all the organs, all the actions, all the functions of your body are responding in just as though you were actually on that ride, because that is your memory. That is how you think of it, because you're living it in the now. All life is exciting. All life is revealing. All life gives us something to look at that we could never have dreamed might have been true for us only a few moments before. Someone says, hey, come on, get on the roller coaster. We're going to take a ride. Oh, you're not going to catch me getting on that roller coaster. No way, I'm not getting on that roller coaster. And fearfully and sort of reluctantly, we shy away from the roller coaster. And then a little child says, will you go on the roller coaster with me? Nobody's here to hold me, to hold my hand. Well, what can you do? You have to go. You stop thinking of how exciting the roller coaster ride is, and you start thinking of how happy it'll make this child. Or you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, and they say, hey, I want someone to ride with me on the roller. Would you ride with me? No way. Would you ride with me, please? No way. Would you ride with? Oh, if you rode with me, I'd feel so secure. Come on. Would you ride with? All right. And so you give in and you ride. But you ride on the roller coaster not because you want its total excitement for yourself, but you cannot help but get that total excitement for yourself as you go roaring down those tracks, as you zip along. You're with someone else, it's true. You're doing it, so to speak, for somebody else. You're holding their hand. You're making them feel secure. And in the same way, you are having the excitement of the now, so indelibly impressed upon your soul, your heart, your being, your body. And you are alive. Every organ, action, function of your body is just stimulated into dynamicism of being alive, of being wonderful, of being fantastic, of living in the now. The excitement in living in the now is something we give to ourselves by our choice. We give to ourselves by what we choose to think about, what we choose to spend our time on, what we choose to realize for ourselves. If you're going through a tunnel at Disney, and as you're going through the tunnel, it appears that the tunnel is going spinning in circles, and you close your eyes, and then your balance is back. And you open your eyes, and there you are spinning again. You're out of control. And you close your eyes and you're in balance again. But you want to open your eyes because you want to experience that spinning. You want to experience that out of control. You want to experience that excitement. Because you know when the ride is over, the excitement ceases. But you go home. And you allow yourself to have the memory of that excitement. And that memory puts you in the same frame of physical, mental attitude of being as though you were actually there. We live all of our life in the excitement in living in the now. We live all of our life doing that which thrills us, that which uplifts us, that which tells us everything is good and very good right now. We live in that attitude because that's the only attitude there is. That's the attitude that we are. We're in that excitement of living in the now. And that excitement of living in the now is something so beautiful, so wonderful, so unbelievably wonderful. And as we live in that excitement, we think to ourselves, yes, 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 now. I'm at the fairgrounds. I'm going down the roller coaster. Wow! Hoo-hoo. Oh my goodness! I'm holding on to the railing. I'm holding on to someone else's hand. I'm going down the roller coaster. Wow! How wonderful, how exciting that is. Yes. Excitement in living in now. Wherever my thought is, that's where I am. Are you there? Are you living now? Are you the happiest, most magnificent being on the face of the earth? Are you living in a life that says all is good and very good? And you know you are. And you know that it's just the way it is. You know that nothing really else matters at all. You know that your heart, living now, is the excitement of the universal allness. I tell you, join me, and let's roller coaster together, living excitement and living in the now. I love you. I love you. I love you.